I hadn't been very successful. Well, the property cost you a lot of money, and oftentimes you can't get the right folks and everything, but they have all sorts of animals over there. They have a pet quail, pet coon, and other ones. Kids like that.
Does Matt ever get tangled up with the coon?
No, they kept him in the kitchen. He's gone now, something killed him.
Really?
They stole him, I believe. But Matt marks more since they have dogs.
Really? You said they have dogs?
Mm-hmm. I think they have them tied right at the present time.
What do you call those things out in the field again, the gizmo?
Calf.
Yeah, we think we missed that one. Turn my mic off. What would Matt do to me if he got mad at me?
Bite.
Okay.
He wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think he would either.
Do
you ever go riding?
Used to, but not lately. I used to ride a mule when I was young.
What else did you ride?
Well, I rode an elephant in Cairo.
I can't believe I asked you that question. What else did you ride? You said an elephant. Everybody else in the world would say a horse.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been a horse too, but my first rides were on mules, so we didn't have a horse.
Well, okay.
I've been here around a long time, Sonny.
Yeah. What do you call the bottom of a horse's leg? Call it the
hoof?
Yeah, what do you put on the hoof? What do you
shoot?
What is another word for a sheep that, it's three letters and it's like, you have any other words for sheep?
You.
What do you get from a sheep? What do you get that you make clothes with?
Wool.
Okay. What do you call a castrated male hog?
Boar.
Boar?
No, that's what he's not castrated anymore.
Well, just remember what I was telling you about that thing before that you carry so many and it's got one wheel and two handles?
Wheel bat.
Yeah, well, this they call it a barrow.
Barrow.
That's what they call it.
Yeah,
how big must a pig get to be called a shoat?
200 pounds,
is it? Really? Well, what do they call pig? What is an unbred female called?
Pig? I mean, are you talking about, still talking about hogs?
Yeah. What are those stiff hairs that are on a hog's back? What do you call those?
Bristles.
Yeah. And what do you call those things that come out of the elephant's mouth that you rode on? Those big white things.
Snouts.
Yeah, those big ivory things. You call them snouts?
Ivory tusks.
Tusks, yeah. Okay. Now the thing.
Tusks.
Yeah. Now the thing you put the food in for a hog would be a what?
Trunk.
Okay. What do you keep chickens in?
Coops.
And what do you call intestines, like pig's intestines?
Guts. Chitlins.
Yeah, that's it.
We have chitlin suppers here once a month. Do you like them?
I know, I've never had them.
Well, that's a lot of damn going around chitlin suppers.
I haven't. There's a lot of southern food I haven't had. Because, you know, Atlanta things are a little bit more cosmopolitan now. Don't eat southern food that much up there.